And we're back on the air on this Wednesday, September 9th, 2020, 14 minutes past the hour, coming up on 15. Scott Spears along with Glenn Coble, and his OCD kicked in there during the break. He was fixing things in the studio, and he called it ACDC. I don't know what it was.
Well, I love Thunderstruck, so I said ACDC.
Holy mackerel. ACDC, BCOC.
What is it really called?
OCD. Obsessive Compulsive Disorder.
I definitely have that, so.
Well, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind, anything you want to ask us, we'll be glad to tell you or make it up. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. I want to thank whoever... I know who did it.
I was going to say,
I just don't want to say their name because, you know, it's one of those things. Who baked the cupcakes. They look delicious. They smell delicious. I haven't got a chance to eat one, and because Glenn keeps eyeballing me.
If that's meringue on top, they worked very hard.
I think they did work very hard here.
Okay.
It looks very good.
Yeah, it does look good. I will admit that.
And I want to thank the person this morning who brought the diet soda in the parking lot. I had the greatest morning this morning talking with that person.
Did you hear what I was saying about the parking lot?
Most of it I don't hear. What'd you say?
There were people working out in our parking lot across the street. It's not our parking lot, but...
Didn't we already talk about this?
I just mentioned it. And why would they move... exercises out into that parking lot? He has a thing that you walk over, like hopscotch, but I can't think what it's called. He had all sorts of things. And there were four people out there doing workouts. I was so interested. I went over and I said, did two a days start early? And they all laughed and kept doing their work. So I said, what's going on? Nobody answered.
Nobody told you.
Nope.
So the reporter and you did not come out there.
No, I'm not going to go bug them about it. If they don't want to answer, they don't have to answer.
Well, you thought that would have been a pretty easy question.
What are you doing? If somebody pays me, I'll be a reporter. But if you don't pay me, I'm going to be Glenn.
See, I'm just curious in general.
I'm curious, but I'm not going to... Well, yeah. My wife is terribly, terribly curious. We had an explosion out somewhere in our neighborhood, and my wife went out and walked the neighborhood to see where it was. It doesn't bother me. As long as it's not my house that blew up.
What's the difference between curious and nosy?
That's an interesting question. I think nosy is the what you say when you want to cast aspersions upon a person who is curious.
See, years ago, I broke down, and I thought this was good, rumor, tabloid.
Oh, I thought you just broke down, but okay, go ahead.
No, I've never broke. I should someday. Rumor, tabloid, and gossip, because people think they're the same thing. And
tabloid is a physical thing.
But there's tabloid journalism.
Yeah.
So my thought on this was a rumor is usually something frivolous that can be true. Gossip is something that usually is not true, but is put out just to kind of be nosy. And tabloid is intentionally false.
Interesting.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
You're just wondering why people are exercising outside. You know, I think there's a health club in that Euler Phillips building.
Oh, is there?
And, you know, and it's no different than why is people eating outside? It's the same thing.
Well, I think it's a good idea, yeah.
Yeah, you know, they say the virus doesn't spread, you can social distance, so...
Yeah, yeah. No, I wasn't complaining, I was just... I was shocked.
it wouldn't shock me, knowing there's a health club there, that, you know, they would move outside.
But they had three exercises out there, and I know how much exercises weigh, and these were good exercises, so there was some effort.
Well, you know, if you want to get your participants to come, you got to make it...
Maybe we should move our radio station outside.
Are they taking up our parking spots?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's no good. I don't care for that.
Well, that's probably their parking lot as much as your parking lot.
Yeah, probably is.
And it's probably actually their parking lot.
I think it's Ohio Health's parking lot.
Building, isn't it?
I don't really know. I think it's probably city parking lot.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I appreciate the call.
Sure.
Good call. Yeah. I didn't know there was an exercise or one of those places.
I don't go to those places.
Neither do I, and I can prove it. Just look at my gut.
You know, though, but I think, because I've said this for years, and I think that most places where people work out, now, some people do it for health reasons, absolutely, but there are most people I've ever seen in those places, they're looking for a date. They're like the new pickup spot.
Yeah, it's taken over from the grocery store.
It's just like, I am so tired of seeing people's pictures of them working out. That really is an low self-esteem, I think. Those people must have terribly low self-esteem.
Occasionally I put a picture of me when I was a model. Yeah, I know that's rather self-serving, but I was a model for about a year or two. And I'll put that on there when somebody really runs me down. For being an old fat man.
So it is self-esteem.
Yes, so I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah. I just don't care. You know, here's the thing. If you are basing anything in your looks, they will fade one day.
Oh, absolutely.
And when they fade, what do you got left?
Well, see, now, that's the problem. Boy, this really sounds self-serving. I was brought up... Now, I won't say I was brought up this way. I grew up thinking that I was good-looking. And I was pretty good looking as a young person. I played high school and college football and high school and college track. And so I was in good shape. And kind of my self-esteem was based around that sort of thing. And it still is. And I think there are a lot of us out there that base their lives on how good do I look. And I know I don't look very good anymore. I mean, I'm way too heavy but I work hard at looking as good as I can look with what I got. So I do worry about the way I look. And I know there are a lot of people that don't care about that. And most people don't care how I look.
Well, all you got to do is watch the Facebook. And you really know who cares. You will see pictures of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they, you know, and they...
Glam shots,
there's no doubt about it. And it's so easy to see that they posed for that picture.
Yeah.
It's all self-esteem related. And here's the sad thing about that. What I don't know is, are people... They have to wonder at some point, if they had the same personality but looked differently, would those people want to be around them? Would those people be doing the stuff they're doing for them?
That's a good question.
I often wonder that with those people.
Well, now, I have a daughter-in-law who is absolutely gorgeous, more than gorgeous. She she was a model when my son met her. But she continues to put those glam shots on, and she's a lot prettier as a normal person than she is with all the makeup on, the hair done perfectly.
But do you think that... if these people did not look a certain way, that these hanger-oners would be hanging on?
Oh, no.
Right.
No.
So, who are your friends if you're doing that?
Good question. It really has adjusted my mental attitude. As I've gotten older, I'm starting to realize, hey, it doesn't make any difference what I look like.
It doesn't.
It matters where my heart is and where my mind is.
I'll tell you what, in the greatest thing you ever learn in life is when you can get past how somebody looks and like them. And then you learn what unconditional feeling for somebody is. This is not political, so I can give my opinion. These people are stupid. They're stupid.
Which ones?
The ones who believe that it's girls in particular, and I hate to say this, girls do this more than guys. Girls who have these, do they ever wonder why the guys are constantly after them, constantly wanting to... it has nothing to do with how you look. I think you have a great personality.
Yeah.
Baloney. Baloney. They're there because they want to be with you.
But on the... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
But it never dawns on the girl that that's what it could be. It's got to be true love. This person's really got to like me.
And on the flip side of that, do you really think... Well, have you ever noticed how many ultra-rich men have gorgeous women on their arm?
Right.
And
same thing.
Yeah, yeah. But it's the flip side of that.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's... It's... I just... To me, I can't believe people are that dumb. And I'm sorry to have to use that word. But
well, I was. I truly was.
Well, but the rich thing's different, because I believe that the rich person knows exactly why they're there. I don't think they doubt it at all. I really don't.
I think they do doubt it. I really do. I believe that, and I've known some very, very rich people who really thought people thought they were wonderful. And the only reason why people thought they were, and I'll tell you what, go to Facebook, and those same people have 4,000 friends, whereas the people that are not so handsome have 50 friends. And I think a lot of people base their likes, as you were saying earlier, on how good looking you are.
Oh, that's why they post pictures.
Yeah.
Well, I got into it accidentally a few weeks ago. The thing was, and this is truly how it happened, I mean, I did not preconceive this at all, was that I found a pair of sunglasses. My sunglasses had broke in the beginning of summer. And I like a certain type of sunglasses.
Uh-huh.
And I looked all summer.
Aviators?
No, I like the ones that are wire and they're light.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So I kept trying to find a pair of sunglasses all summer. I could not find them. Maybe I was going to the wrong stores. I don't know what was going on. And last month, August, I finally found a pair when I was out not even looking. I just happened to see. I got to buy these. And they were real cheap because it was late in summer. So I buy them, and in my mind, you know, because I do like to post, I don't like to post political, I don't like to do anything like that on Facebook, but I wanted to do the line, just my luck, I find a new pair of sunglasses at the end of summer. That's all, okay. But so I thought, well, I got to take a picture of the sunglasses, and I thought, pair of sunglasses sitting on a table, well, that looks ridiculous.
Boring. Yeah.
So I put the sunglasses on and took a picture. That's what I did. So I put it on Facebook.
I wish I could remember that picture.
But all of a sudden, comments, likes, looking good, da-da-da. You know, and you get a little, oh, okay, you know.
Do you think that maybe some of these likes that you get are likes because people think of you as a star?
I hope not, because I'm not.
I think people do.
I don't think people do. You and Adam, you're the only two that think that.
Oh, please don't lump me with poor Adam.
You and poor Adam. No, I think, and I thought about it, and I thought, you know, this is why I don't take pictures when I'm out with people. You know, somebody, I love this conversation because we've had this a lot, but I think it's worth having. People say I'm very vague on Facebook. With my post.
That's an understatement.
Shut up, Glenn. Shut up. So I'm going to get
an Adam agrees with me.
A person I was talking to last night who had never said this, had never brought it up to me, just in conversation last night said, out of the blue, you know, you have some of the vaguest posts on Facebook, and this person said, I think sometimes you're trying to get people to guess what you're doing.
I do too.
No, here's what it is, and I explained it to this person. This is the truth of the matter.
You like to be a man of mystery.
No, I don't like to mention, this is like the selfie thing. I don't take selfies, so you're not going to get that. I don't like taking pictures, really, so you're not going to get that. I don't want to post other people because sometimes I get the impression. I'll tell you what happened one time without mentioning the person. I was out with somebody who had, I don't know if it was a fiance or a boyfriend or whatever, but she took a selfie of her and I. Mm-hmm. Now, we were doing a radio thing. It had nothing to do with anything else but that. He did not like that.
Oh,
so
jealousy.
Yeah, so that's why I don't do it. I don't, like, if I say, had a great time with somebody tonight, I don't put the name in there because I don't want them to get...
Somebody would add their own thoughts to why you had a good time.
And then also, I get tired of the questions because sometimes if I put if I put a girl's name, I'll get, are you seeing her? I don't want that. So that's why they're that way.
They never say that to me. Are you seeing that woman?
Yeah, that's what I get all the time. So that's why I don't do it. So that's why my posts come off more vague. But yet I want people to know that I like posting because I want people to know that good things are happening, that fun times are still being had. I think people are depressed right now. So that's why they're vague. But the whole point of this is what I'm saying is I don't think that's why other people do it. I think other people post for attention.
Oh, I'm sure of that.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, when I got into politics, I was told by a person who is very intelligent about politics that you need to post more to get the attention, and it worked.
Well, like last night, I posted something about jewelry. Now, really, my only goal in this was, I thought it would be one of those posts that went right by the wayside. How many men like to look at jewelry? Because I was bored out of my mind.
You mean jewelry for themselves?
No.
Or jewelry for women?
We're going to break. We'll come back and talk more about jewelry. Stay tuned. Hey, Charlie. Did you know that Mayor Jack Kellogg has a great collection of political memorabilia?
Yes, I did know that. But do you know what his most prized political possession is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
Hillary Clinton's hairbrush. Never been used.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Are we about?
And here we are. Are we about?
Are we about?
Are we about? We're just about.
Yes, Glenn. We are about.
Just about. Glenn Coble, Scott Spears. What do you think about Facebook? Any idea, folks out there? Maybe people who follow my Facebook. Are you tired with my vague posts? 740-383-9944.
Can I answer?
No. The jewelry one last night, which I thought would get no attention, got a lot of attention. Got a lot of comments.
Now, you were talking about women's jewelry that you look at?
Yes. Okay. I would never buy jewelry for myself because I don't wear it. I wear a watch, which I don't think is jewelry. I hate rings. I would not wear a necklace. I don't... No.
One of the things that I got when I was in intercollegiate athletics for 18 years, I probably have 12 rings like that one that I've got on, most of which I can't fit into anymore because I was much skinnier then. I think I have probably 10 watches, but I just don't like wearing all that crud. I wear this one all the time just because I started wearing it and I haven't taken it off.
Well, when I made this post, it wasn't with any purpose or any, it was just, you know, do people really like to look at jewelry? I wonder.
You know, when I wear one, I have an NCAA watch that we got when we went to the Final Four that is very ornate. And if I wear it, even though it doesn't run, but I'll wear it occasionally, just, you know, if I'm going to something special, people always remark about it. So,
what is the word you're most associated with?
The word?
Yeah, word.
Oh, that's a good question. Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, they're wrong.
I know.
I wouldn't have
said that. We get callers that always are saying I'm wrong.
You know. Exactly, let you know about the whole thing.
No,
I just got a message here. This is good. I'm going to read it, Glenn, so talk. And then God knows I know you can talk.
Okay, well.
Plug your show this afternoon.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk about that word about being nice. A lot of people think I'm nice. That's hard to believe that people think I'm nice.
I don't, Glenn. I don't. Come to me anytime you want the truth. I will give it to you.
All right. Have you gotten through the...
I'm not going to say who sent me these, but I love it, so I'm going to read them.
All right.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Somebody obviously listening right now.
Okay.
Vague book alert. Vague book alert. Write a full status or step away from the computer.
I love it.
That's good.
Great.
And here's the other one. Vague book, an intentionally vague Facebook status update that prompts friends to ask what's going on or is possibly a cry for help.
Yeah, that's kind of saying you're being passive aggressive.
Well, I don't.
You're asking for help, but you don't do that.
I don't ask for help.
No, I don't think that's you, but I love that somebody posted that for you.
Well, that's a very cool person who did that, so I appreciate it. But no, I guess, you know, I don't think either one of those are true in my case. I really have to. What? Okay, status or. Well, that probably is what a vague book alert is, a posting is. A status or step away from the. Because it's not a full status. I agree. That's probably true. But I don't know what my cry for help would be, because I'm not asking for anything.
What your cry for help would be?
Yeah, I don't... Like, I know... Well, to ask... And nobody asks me what's going on.
You don't seem to be a needy person, so I don't think
I really am not needy. You'd be... You know,
I don't think you're crying for help.
No, I'm not.
You need help, but I don't think you're crying for it. You should be crying
for
mental
help. Hire the psychiatrist, Glenn. Hire the psychiatrist. Bring him in. Let me give you an example.
Yeah.
Okay, and there's going to be a vague book today, and I'll give people a little preview. Oh, I haven't even written it yet. But here's the deal. Like this morning, okay, the person who showed up with my drink this morning, that is so cool. And I want them to know that I think it was cool. Because don't you think that's nice to drive here? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put that. At some point today, I will put it. I will not put their name in that post because I'm pretty sure that would not go over well.
Well, and they will know who they're talking
about. And they will know. Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Now, see, I would...
But it's true. They're not lies.
Okay.
Like, I got a call from a documentary filmmaker the other
day. Yeah, I wanted to hear about that.
Well, that call, that brought, well, it's true. It's not like I'm lying to people. What's it?
So are you going to be...
I'm going to use the old documentary filmmaker scam on these people.
Are you going to be the feature of a documentary film? Tell us the truth.
Well, I can't really get into these things, okay. Glenn.
Okay.
I mean, because I don't know.
Because you're vague.
No, because I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
That'd be fun.
I got a call. From somebody in Austin, Texas.
Cool.
Early morning call.
Austin, Texas.
You didn't know I was such a big deal, did you, Glenn?
No, I
didn't. You didn't know I was such a big deal.
The only reason why I like you is you're a big deal.
Well, I was going to say, the word most associated, you say is nice. You know what? Here's what, it's going to say it in my obituary now.
Okay.
Interview.
Yeah.
Interview.
It will.
I have not realized until lately. We must
be picking. You've done so many.
Well, that's it. I think if I stop tomorrow, which I may, if I stop tomorrow, that's what they'll chisel. That's all I'll be remembered for. People in radio are remembered for different things. That'll be my thing. That's the thing for whatever reason.
If you had asked me what I would give you as the word, that would be it too. Yeah, I agree.
Interview. I guess that's not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing at all. It's a very good thing, and I appreciate your ability, and I think it's a huge ability.
I'm just shocked at the people who have heard them, because radio is an intimate medium, and I always think of it as talking to them. I mean, I'm aware people are listening, but I don't realize to the degree until I'm out in public.
Yeah.
Because people will come up to me every day. If I'm in public, if I go out, I will
stop
get...
Stop playing that Phyllis Diller interview.
Well, I'll get that. I'll get that. Yeah, oh, yeah, I do get that. But I also get, what's the next interview?
Yeah.
Who's on this week? Yeah. They do. And it's, you know, I was at the grocery store not too long ago, and I had a guy come around the aisle, and he stopped me, and he said, oh, I really enjoyed your interview with the sheriff. Who's up next? I was just talking to this guy in the aisle over there about you doing the interviews. Mm-hmm. It's become a thing with me, yeah. And I appreciate that because I was trying to think of the Marian icons of radio, what they're associated with, and I'm not one of those, but to me, we'd start with Madge Cooper, who I knew very well, and unfortunately with Madge, it becomes female because she started in 41. Mm-hmm. I think it would be female. First female would be associated
first
with her.
First female, yeah.
Yeah, and also fashion, because that was her shtick.
Yeah, I didn't know her, but I've heard you talk about fashion.
And Jeff would be known for sports. I think sports is
Absolutely.
What comes to mind first. Not that he's an icon, but...
we've already fought that battle now.
Oh, Jeff. And Jeff listens, and that's why I do that. I love to needle him. And Marianne Michaels would be known as definitely fashion. Her beat was really fashion. She was very big into that.
Mary Ellen would be noted for treasurer.
Treasurer. But you know what? I had a hard time encompassing Charlie in one word. I'm not... you know, I mean this word in...
That's hard.
It is. But you know what? Folksy, because he was everybody's friend.
Yeah.
He was everybody's friend. He was folksy.
Very good one.
He was because he wasn't a newsman, but he gave news. He wasn't... you wouldn't say... He hosted talk shows, but you wouldn't say he was a talk show host. He was very historically... gifted, but you wouldn't call... He was a historian, but I don't think that's the word you would put with him. He was everybody's friend.
Yeah, I think
he was folksy.
What's that show that the guy got in trouble recently? It was always on Saturday. The guy was folksy. Wisconsin. Oh, shoot. Never mind.
Well, but it's because the other night somebody, I still, you know, and they're going to do it forever, and I'm glad. They always bring up Charlie to me. I'm glad I'm associated with him. And they come up to me, and what they always say is, you know, and no slight to anybody else, but, you know, people liked to listen to him. There was something about listening to him, no matter what he was saying, he had that ability.
Yep. Yeah. I was trying to find on my phone here. Now, I've met one of his daughters once, and she Facebooked me or messaged me the other day. I was trying to find what she said. I can't find it real quickly. So, but anyway, I was so happy that she did because I didn't know she remembered who I was.
Oh, I just got a message from Charlie. Was and is a legend. There's no.
Well, that's true. That's
absolutely.
And an icon. But I think folksy is even better because that's why he is a legend, because he was so folksy.
Well, I don't know how he had that ability. I can't do that, to be everybody's friend. He was the voice there in the background telling you when school was, it was different.
He had a little laugh all the time that after he'll say something that he thinks is funny. That cute little laugh of his made you really like the guy. Now, I have a laugh when I say something that I think is funny, and when I hear it on the radio, I go, you idiot, did you laugh at your own thing?
I was lucky enough to get to work with all those people, and I can honestly say this, all of them, Marianne, Charlie, Madge, Jeff, they all were very nice.
Yeah.
None of them had ego. None of them, I mean, I guess you have to have some ego.
Oh, I think you have to.
Probably. But it was never a vicious ego.
Confidence more than ego.
Confidence. Yeah. They were never, you know, they all of them always said nice things to me. Mm-hmm. You know, you do a good job.
Yeah, they were kissing up.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. I would hope.
They wanted to be on radio.
But no, so I'm glad that I've got interview.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay, I'm going to ask a very self-serving question.
Go right ahead, Glenn.
What word would you have used for me?
Annoying.
Okay.
No, we're having fun.
No,
let's see here.
If you say annoying with a smiley face next to it, I'll buy that.
I'll vague book about you later on.
Okay.
Let's see. What I would say is, well, it's interesting. I would have probably said...
Brilliant.
Well...
I'm sorry.
Liberal.
Yeah.
No, you know what it is? I think in my community-minded, I think would be what I would have said.
Okay.
Yeah, which I think is a very
That's
nice...
Not bad. That's
no,
very
no, I think it's a good one. Because I think there are certain people who are community-minded and certain people who are not.
And you know, that would be the last thing I would say about myself. Because I'm not as community-minded... as a lot of people I know that are very community-minded. I would like to be more community-minded. I would like to change people's lives, but I don't know.
You never know whose lives you change.
Yeah, I know, and I think about that a lot every day. Even I've talked to people about being on the radio, and people say, well, do you think anybody listens? And I'll usually say something like, well, I hope somebody's listening, and I hope I change somebody's life.
Say something wrong, and they'll let you know that they're listening.
Well, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I think probably today, I had some people on that I'm not going to change their life because they absolutely disagree with me. But that's fine. It really doesn't bother me too much.
But, you know, do you think I'm wrong in this vague booking thing? Because that's where we are in this segment with 2 minutes left. Should I out people? Should I say their name without them knowing and then have to fight that fight?
No, I appreciate that. And I try not to mention people's names when I'm on Facebook. I may direct a Facebook message directly to a person, but I don't say Scott Spears is a jerk.
Leave that to other people. They do it anyway.
I don't think I've ever seen that about you.
Oh, boy, just look at the right pages, Glenn. Look at the right pages. But it's just a thing to where I want that person to know that I thought that was so nice of them. But I want people in general to know that people do nice things. But then again, I don't want them to feel that I've, you know, put them out there.
Okay. You aren't related to Jackie Spears from... California.
No, somebody asked me that's a weird thing that you would ask me. Somebody else asked me that this week.
Yeah, she's one of Mike Larson's. He helped her get elected out there in California. I just wondered. I was thinking about that.
Well, now,
do you end your name with an S or not?
Yeah.
Okay,
you don't even know how to spell my name.
No,
Glenn.
I will if I.
Oh my goodness gracious!
Because I don't care. You're so vague.
We're going to break. We're going to break, and there's no vagueness in that at all because we're going right now. Charlie, rumor has it, 1 year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day, and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Scott Spears, Glenn Coble. With
Thank
the
you.
Back.
You gave me plenty of time that time.
Well, sometimes you just... I always say we got a minute.
Yeah.
1 minute goes by fast.
Yeah, it does.
Phone lines are open if you'd like to comment on anything. 740-383-9944. I know a lot of people have listened to these people like Madge and Charlie and Jeff and Marianne. How would you define them? Don't let us manipulate this conversation.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But, you know, I've also had to run people off in life. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Run them off?
Well, because of Facebook things, you know.
I've closed my Facebook relationship.
Well, it's not so much that they'll write about me negatively, but what they'll... I know it's... And this is not paranoia, because they will tell me later on, oh, yeah, that was about you. And you can... You know. You
yeah.
know. And so I just stopped paying attention to them.
Yeah. Have you ever unfriended anybody?
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking of one person in particular.
Oh, yeah.
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 Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's usually not over any criticism I can take. It's usually over like a personal thing.
That's a good thing to unfriend somebody if they're starting to yammer about your personal problems. But now, I never would unfriend anybody for a long time, and then I got unfriended by a guy here in town, which kind of hurt my feelings because I didn't really think, but we disagreed apparently politically. But I've started to unfriend some people if they're seeing nasty stuff that are lies.
Here's the problem: if somebody unfriended me, I don't even think I would know.
do you know how many friends you have?
Not really, but a lot.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't even notice because I don't comment on other people's stuff and they don't usually comment on my... Well, I guess people comment on my stuff, but I don't pay attention to who it is. I just respond.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't know.
I do. I don't know.
Do you?
Yeah.
Let's see what we got coming here. Go ahead, caller.
Oops.
Whoa, there we go. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I got the wrong number, Scott. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem at all. We're glad you called in.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, good. That means we can add one more person to our listeners.
That means we're on somebody's speed dial.
Yeah, there you go.
That's very good. Again, 740-383-9944 if you want to weigh in on anything, or if you call in the wrong number, we'll take that too.
Yeah, or we'll even take those very annoying robocalls.
We have.
Yes, I know. I had one last week.
Many, many, many times. But, you know, it doesn't matter. Why does it matter who likes you and who doesn't like you? Does it really matter?
I don't know. To me, it does.
See, to me, I just couldn't care less.
Yeah.
And that's a genuine thing. I just don't care.
And I genuinely do care. And sometimes my feelings can be hurt pretty easily. And I've gotten a lot tougher since I got into politics.
You know, my feelings were taken out a long time ago.
Why?
I had them removed in Switzerland.
Oh.
Very.
I didn't know they offered that.
Yeah, painless surgery. It was very simple, very inexpensive, covered by the HMO plan.
And it was done by a woman, I'm certain.
It was just easy. I don't know why. But you know what? I can't say that. You know, you try to look at your family and say, are they emotional about some things that I'm not emotional about?
My father was very unemotional. He was a minister. He had to stay that way. He went and cleaned the brains off of a window of a guy that blew his brains out. I mean, that's the type of thing he had to deal with on a daily basis. Well, weekly basis, maybe. My mother, though, was so emotional. I'm surprised. And my sister was, she was an angel and very emotional. I don't know. I guess I've gotten stuck in the middle there somewhere.
Well, there wasn't a lot of emotion going on when I was growing up, if I remember right. But it certainly has gotten less as time has went on. Because, now here's why I think the reason is I don't have a lot of emotion, is because I've always thought my life is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard for me to get upset.
Much
or
better
sad.
Than you deserve, yes.
Yes. So to get sad or mad about something just seems kind of frivolous to me. And nothing even strikes me as sad or mad.
I when I think about you, and I don't do that a lot.
Sure.
I envy you that you feel that way. And I know it's sincere.
It is.
Yeah. And I envy you that you don't get caught up in that sort of thing. I do, and I used to a lot, but I don't nearly as much anymore.
Well, you know, I think it's I don't know. I just think, like I said, I think it's the ability to have had a good life, and when you have that, when there's not a lot of turmoil going on in your own life, it's hard to get emotional about silly things.
But you know, there are people that have a life similar to yours, except for the radio stuff, that would hate the fact that you do two jobs.
Yeah.
They would hate that. How come I can't be rich? You don't seem to, it doesn't bother you that you have to go do another gig after this.
Oh, no.
No. As a matter of fact, you seem to like it.
Oh, I like it, yeah.
And I used to like having other gigs. Well, one of the reasons why I liked being in public relations all my life is because every day was different.
Well, I like everything. See, the deal is...
You
is,
don't like me.
Well, but...
Most you're, everything.
You're oddity. You're an oddity. You're like not on that bell curve. There's something wrong there. Why? Why?
That was passive aggressive in my part. I'm sorry.
It was a little passive aggressive. But, you know, I don't know. I like to be active in some ways. I like to be moving. I like the idea that every day is something new.
Did you ever get the desire to go out and ride your bicycle with Charlie?
No. No.
Not that aggressive.
No. But, you know, it just wouldn't occur to me to do that.
Oh, okay.
You know?
He rode his bicycle all the time.
Yeah. I understand. Yeah. Well, he was riding it into his 80s.
Yeah.
But things that are interesting to me, like if somebody invites me somewhere, if I'm free, most of the time I will go just for the experience.
Most of the time I'll make an excuse.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I
don't like to go to things.
Well, it depends on what it is.
Yeah.
And it also depends on who's asking.
Yeah.
You know, but other than that, you know, the problem is sometimes I'll get somewhere, though, and it's hard to leave. You know, I'm ready to go, but it's hard to find an out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My youngest son used to tell me, Dad, I'll say, well, I see that the senior clique is going to have a big party. Are you going? Well, I've told him I'm going to go, but then I'm going to not go. And I'm kind of like that. I'll tell you, yeah, I'll try to make it. You know, on Facebook, you're allowed to, if they send you an invitation, you can be interested or you can go for sure or you're not interested. I almost always put interested because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but I'm never going.
Well, I don't even respond.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't even go to that page. Never. I don't join groups because then you get all their posts.
Yeah.
I don't want all their posts.
Yeah, I'm in about four. I'm in about eight of them. I do like the new one I'm in. I'm in a couple that show birds and flowers and stuff like that. People take pictures of birds and flowers. I love birds and flowers. I used to be considered a little unusual because I kept flowers on my desk when I was in athletics, and people thought that was
weird.
Less than manly.
Yeah, little white and the loafers.
Yeah, and I was not. I just love flowers.
Well, you know, people like certain things.
Yep.
I don't think there's anything particularly wrong with that.
I hope not.
Metrosexual, I believe, is what they call that.
Oh, is that right?
I believe so.
I often wondered what metrosexual
is. I believe
is.
That's what that is.
That's just a concealed name for gay, isn't it?
No. Oh. That means you're not gay, but you like feminine things.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I always thought I was more feminine than masculine, as far as things like that go.
Well, that's the real word I was going to use to describe you.
But I...
Feminine. That's where I was really going to go, but I didn't want to shake the boat that rough this morning.
That's why I played football, so nobody'd question.
There you
now,
go.
Let me tell you a story about playing football and being metrosexual. I played violin, and I was very good violinist. And I was once told by my football coach, you cannot bring your violin case into the locker room ever again. And I never understood why. And he said, everybody was talking about you, and you know how what they were saying back in those days. And so he would allow me to bring the violin case into the room if it didn't look like a violin case. So I had to go out and buy a rectangular-shaped violin case so I could take it home every night to practice and also take it to football practice. So.
Well, that's a little rough.
It was a little rough. I also had an orchestra director that told me I had to quit football because I might break my fingers, which I did, by the way.
Or he would break them.
No, he was metrosexual.
He was a metrosexual as well.
Yes.
There were a lot of metrosexuals in those days, a lot more than we expect.
Yeah.
Well, how did we get on that whole vague book thing to begin with?
Because you're vague.
Yeah, but I know there was some kind of point to be made.
No, there's
there
no.
Earlier. I'm sure there was. It was a brilliant point.
You were talking about made. Your food.
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, that's good. I can't wait to get into that.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I notice you never offer me any of that food.
Oh, I've offered. I gave you bratwurst.
Yeah, you gave me bratwurst. And you also gave me part of that
apple butter donut?
Yeah, apple donut.
Yeah.
And it was very good.
Do you want one?
No. I don't.
Well, then why are you complaining?
I just wanted to see what you'd say.
I'm a nice person.
I'm not a sweet.
I would offer it.
I don't like sweets very much, so thank you.
Well, you ate those apple butter donuts.
I did that because I knew who had made them, and I was proud that I could do that.
Who made those?
Can I say it?
I don't remember.
Wasn't that made by Abby?
Well, I think it was. You're right. Yeah. She's a little nutty.
Yeah. She put no nuts in that, though. Do you know anybody that has...
They're all in her head.
Do you know anybody that has a nut allergy?
Peanut allergy?
Yeah.
No, not that I'm aware of.
I don't either. And yet they talk about it all the time on TV.
And I was so nice to her earlier. I couldn't keep it up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You slipped off your...
Yeah. Some person called in one day and said I put him on a pedestal.
Abby?
Yeah.
That you put Abby on a pedestal?
And Michelle.
Oh, far from the truth.
Well, somebody called and said...
You call them old ladies and stuff like that?
Well, they are old. I mean, I can't lie about that, Glenn. They're middle-aged. Let's be honest.
I can hardly wait until you're in your 60s. I'm going to hang around just so
I'll
I can...
be here. I'll be here doing something.
Let's see. I probably won't.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know what's around the corner. But They're middle age. They're not going to live to be 500.
Oh, I hope they do.
Well, they're not going to.
How old do you want to live to be?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I would like to hit 80.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, if I'm good, continue on.
Yeah, that's the way I feel. If I'm good, I'll keep on keeping on. But I'd like to hit 100. I really would.
I don't know that... See, I'm good. You know, I don't have a fear of death, so... Whatever happens, happens.
All four of my wife's grandparents and both of her parents lived well into their 90s. So she's going to be around a long time.
So you don't think I put people on a pedestal?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's terrible.
The only person that you put on a pedestal is yourself. I'm sorry.
Wow.
That was mean.
That sounds awful nice.
I'm sorry.
Excuse
I didn't
me.
Mean I didn't mean that.
Maybe you're out to block you on Facebook. Wow.
You never respond to my stuff anyway. Oh, yes, you
did. I have.
Yes,
I have responded. I've said, yeah, oh, you're right, or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know who the most self-involved person I ever met locally was.
Can you say it?
Well,
if it's me, I'll let you say it.
No. I, probably not, because, okay, you know, there may have family around.
You'll have to tell me after we get off the air.
Yeah.
And then everybody is going to want to know the answer to that from now
probably
on.
Probably. But, I, you know, day. It's one of those things. You can't really discuss it on the air. Yeah. Who's on your show today?
Yeah, that's what I was going to pull up. We're going to have on the show today, we're going to have Joellen King. And she's with the Council on Aging here in Marion.
She's going to call in or come in?
No, she's coming in.
Coming in, all right.
In fact, she said she's going to be here now.
All right. I do want to let people know that we also have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond today, live on the studio from 4:10 to 5 p.m., and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon tonight from 6:10 to 7 p.m. And that's it for this program today. Glenn Coble coming up next. Stay tuned.
Make a bill very good looking. I mean, the women did a lot of good. I mean, don't get me wrong, but they're kind of...
Well, wait a second. If they put, what are you saying?
If they put somebody like Marilyn Monroe...
Go ahead and say it. You don't want Eleanor's mug on me.